Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I want to get to this legendary draft guru getting shot at, Tizzle.
One of my favorite follows on Twitter, Pro Football Hall of Famer now, Dallas Ring of Honor, Dallas Cowboys Ring of Honor member now, Gil Brandt.
My dude.
Check out this tweet from yesterday. True story. Sarah and I were driving to see a friend in Billings, Montana. Just now. We missed our turnoff and turned around at the next exit where someone shot at us. Bullet comes through the windshield and just misses Sarah.
Oh, it wasn't just a shot they heard. It actually hit the car?
It went through the windshield.
Oh.
Bullet comes through the windshield and just misses Sarah, waiting on police. So how's your day going?
Good God, what did Sarah do to deserve that?
Okay. He then posted about 2 hours later, a picture of him hanging out with a couple of cops inside what looks to be like a donut shop or something.
Now, come on. You're saying it's a donut shop?
I mean, think about this real quick.
Is this on Twitter? What is this on?
On Twitter. True story, Sarah and I were driving to see a friend in Billings just now.
Oh, so this is an old story.
No, it happened yesterday.
Because I thought for a minute this is why Dion thought he was dead.
Mm-hmm. Well, anytime I hear his name, I think of the Dion audio. Let's take a listen to that. This is the NFL draft several years ago. Do you know what year it is now? And Dion's holding down the coverage, and he's distracted. He's trying to go to commercial break. His phone's ringing, and magic happened.
Oh, what a day. We sit up here. Look at this draft guru, Gil Brandt, the late, the great Gil Brandt. This man has seen more talent than anybody. Oh, a phone is ringing. Michael Crabtree. Hello? They won't say who it is. I bet you want to know also. I want to know who is that guy calling Michael Crabtree and when is he going to go. We'll be back after these messages.
Okay, I want you to ponder this. What would you, if you had to pick one, you're going to spend this happens for an entire year. You're going to clock in at 9 in the morning and you're going to sit in a room for 4 hours. Then you're going to get a 30-minute lunch break. And then you're going to go sit back in that room for another 4 hours. You do it 5 days a week for a year. That's your job. And there's audio on loop. Would you rather it be the Dion audio or would you rather it be the Green Bay Packer? Look at him running with a broken leg.
Ooh. Greg Jennings.
Greg Jennings.
I think it would be Greg Jennings for me.
Over that?
Greg Jennings.
I think it'd be this because there's just so much to it. Like when they make the 30 for 30 on this, I hope Dion's candid.
Yeah.
Because I want to know what was going through his mind. What was he thinking about at those times?
I hope Gil's still alive when they make it.
Yeah, he'd be a great talking head
for
that. I
bet you want to know also.
Why did he kill Gil in that?
Great. Now get this. Is Gil really taking this situation serious enough? Because at 1:18 yesterday, he tweets that.
Yeah.
Okay. That a bullet just went through their windshield and almost hit his wife.
1:18 p.m.?
P.M. At 1:24 p.m., he tweets out this.
That's good.
In other news, had to send back my gold jacket for resizing today. I've lost about 20 pounds since they first measured me back in February.
Shout out soda.
6 minutes after a bullet went through his windshield.
Well, hold on,
how
often
is he wearing that jacket?
Hold on. Like, I thought you'd only wear that jacket for a special occasion.
Right.
He had a near-death experience. But he cares about his jacket.
He's in Montana. It gets cold at nights.
Was he wearing the jacket?
No, he was wearing some purple kind of golf pants and a blue polo. Oh, Gil.
Jacket on?
Jacket on. Yeah.
Really?
For him, at this age.
Okay.
He had to get the jacket on.
You asked about how serious he's taking it when he tweeted the picture of him and those police officers. It says, I want to thank officers Matt Frank and Tony Nichols of the Buildings PD for their assistance. We dodged a bullet today.
First of all, Matt Frank's not a real name.
I have a feeling so it's Matt Frank and Tony Nichols. I think there's three different guys named Matt Frank and Tony.
Last night, I told you guys I was listening to a little of the Rangers game on The Fan.
Cool.
It's hard to watch the national broadcast. Bottom of the third, Jared filling in for Eric Nadell, who joins us at 5:20. And Matt Hicks, get to a discussion about the flavor orange.
What's your favorite flavor?
I prefer the solid grape or orange.
Orange?
Orange.
What's orange?
Just orange. It's just, it's an orange Slurpee. It's just orange and it tastes like orange.
Sorry, do you mean orange?
Orange.
Interesting. Is it spelled A-R-N-G-E?
How many syllables in the word?
I think it's orange.
That's two syllables? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's orange. Here's
orange.
Elvis Andrews.
Didn't know it was a two-syllable word.
Rangers leading the Astros 5-0. Rangers in blue. Astros in gray with navy blue lettering and an orange outline.
Orange.
Orange, okay.
It's one syllable.
I guess I'll change the spelling on that word. We'll call up Mr. and Mrs. Webster.
How'd you say it again? Orange?
Orange.
Orange?
Orange.
Orange. That sounds like two syllables to me.
Yeah, I believe it is. Aren't you colorblind anyway?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. But I know an orange Slurpee when I see one.
God, Matt is mailing it in.
Are you sure that it's orange?
No, I'm not sure it's that.
Okay.
All right, we've had this discussion before because I think both of them are saying it wrong. It's orange.
No. Here's what needs to happen. What needs to happen is we need to now compare the way Ben says it to the way Matt says it. Because I've never heard it. I've never heard it the way Ben says it. And I don't know that I've ever heard anybody say orange.
Yeah, I've never heard
What's
that.
What's happening?
Either.
Orange.
You sound like arm. Like arm.
Orange.
Orange.
Orange. Orange.
It's like Marge, but it's orange.
A-R-N-G-E. Orange.
Orange.
But he brings up a good point. Is why do people try to make it two syllables?
Because it is.
Orange.
Orange.
It's a two-syllable word.
Well, Jared said orange. Orange.
How did
Wait,
Jared
how's Jared
say
saying it?
It?
Yeah, orange. I think it's orange.
It's orange.
Orange.
It's not orange.
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 Yeah, orange. Orange. Like Orangenthal Simpson.
Orange.
Yeah, he kind of did it. He kind of went overboard.
It's good. It's too much. He's cracking it up. It's not orange.
Orange.
And it's like he's breaking it up into two syllables. You know?
Did you just change OJ's name?
Yeah. Orangenthal Simpson.
Orange.
He's trying to break it up into some big, long thing like Orenthal.
So no, it's orange.
Here's Orangenthal.
The proper pronunciation of the word. Orange.
What?
A-W-R-U-H-N-J.
No.
Orange.
Orange.
It's orange.
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 Your hat right now, the bill of your hat.
Orange.
Orange. You're wearing a hat from Hero.
Orange.
Orange. It's orange.
No.
Orange.
You're putting like a C-H in it or something.
Yeah. Orange.
It's orange.
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 You're not doing the inge right. You got to get the inge in there.
Oh,
it's
man.
Like, how do you guys say the part of your leg by your inner thigh? Do you say groin? Groin or groin?
No. No, here's groin. No, focus on this, Ben. You don't say, hey, I need to start the engine of my car. It's an engine. You got to get the juh in there.
Engine.
I think it's engine.
Orange. Engine.
It'd be different if we were all from different places of the planet, but we're all from the same region.
Orange.
And we were all having trouble with this. Like,
orange.
Matt, so where's Matt from?
Matt's from like Baltimore-ish, I think.
Okay.
I think. I thought
orange.
He went to school up there. So we have
a lot of baseball team is
orange.
We have a lot of different ways to say it. All right, let's let everybody say it in their own way, and then we'll hear the way.
Do
you have both
three?
The way Jared says it in Hixie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one do you want first?
Well, let's have those last. Okay. All right, we'll just go around the horn in this order. Me, then KT, then Skin, then Shippy, then you play those two.
Yep.
And just find out if this is six different ways to say it. Orange.
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 This is so stupid.
Sandler's saying it in a real play-by-play kind of way.
Oh, man.
Orange.
I think if I'm going to get away from the way I say it, I think KT says it best.
Orange.
He's keeping it one syllable.
Orange. Yeah.
I'm trying.
I feel like I say it the exact same way you say it.
You say
it
with two syllables.
I
orange.
Thought so, too.
Yeah.
Orange.
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 You kind of, you and Shippy kind of have two syllable thing going that Sandler has. He's
yeah,
got.
They're kind of doing like a O-A-R-I-N-G-E. Orange.
It's orange.
It's orange.
Orange.
Orange. No, it's not orange.
Orange.
Damn it, Hicks.
Orange.
Orange.
What is orange?
Orange.
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 Oh hell,
it's orange.
Orange. Nope.
See, yeah. text
in your pronunciations at 877-881-1053.
Orangenthal Simpson.
Let's do the Lil Wayne rant. Lil Wayne on tour with Blink-182. okay? And it's been a weird tour anyways. Here's Lil Wayne to the crowd last night.
I just want the people to know, if you're wondering, please forgive me, but I am so not used to performing to a crowd and there's not too many, you know, like still phone. That's not my swag. I'm not sure how long I'm going to be able to do this tour, but make some noise for Blink-182 for including me anyway. This might be my last night, though. Let's go.
So he might be dropping out. He comes to Dallas Friday, August 2nd.
Okay.
So keep an update on that, or keep your eyes on that if you're going to that show.
What was he saying? I'm not used to doing a crowd that's not paying attention? Or
nah, I think it's a crowd full of people that want to go see Blink-182.
What I saw was that he wasn't satisfied with how many people there were. You know, he's used to being the main attraction on whatever tour he's been on, and as the opener, you know, typically for a Dallas show, whoever the opener is, even if it's a popular band or an artist, there's not the full capacity of people there, and I think that's what he experienced here, and he was kind of like, all right, so do these people really even care that I'm on this tour?
Cleared it up this morning at 11:50, said, yesterday was crazy, but I want all my fans to know I won't be quitting this tour. I'm having too much fun with my bros, Blink-182.
Okay, so clearly he found out the financial ramifications of quitting the tour.
And he's canceled tours before, just out of nowhere.
Okay, well, then that's all the reason to build in a clause in the contract. We're not going to go down this road with you without this huge financial loss to you personally if you do this again.
I would have thought he would have gone on tour. You know, you got Lil Wang, and I would have thought Lil Poon and Lil Pump. That would have been a really good bill.
Dude, that new song by Lil Poon's pretty good, though.
That is great.
What was that, the Billy Bounce or whatever?
Oh, the Billy Bounce song.
Yeah. No, the song is called, hold on, let me pull it up. It's called Rumpelforeskin.
Yeah, oh, well, sir. Shippy. So, think about that.
You're talking about Balcones Rumble.
Yeah,
Balcones Rumble for Skin Wade.
Because I love it.
Yeah.
So, if you get Lil Wang, and you get Lil Pump, and you get Lil Poon.
And Lil Blink.
And Lil Blink. That's a good bill right there.
Yeah.
That's a great bill. By the way, this story is real similar. You got to watch I've been pushing it. You got to watch that Wu-Tang documentary on Showtime.
Oh, I got to see that, dude.
They have this incredible story about when they went on tour with Rage Against the Machine. I mean, it's incredible. I can't do it justice. Just watch that thing. You'll love it.
Happy birthday, you old
What do y'all want to hear? Do y'all want the new version of Old Town Road?
Yes.
With the yodeling kid from Walmart? Now, here's an example, a short clip of the kid from Walmart real quick, the yodeling kid, if you forgot him. So he's in by an aisle.
How long ago was that?
Last year.
Oh, it was last year. Okay.
And then he becomes a big deal. He starts appearing and he had put out some music too.
Oh, I saw him on one of those
people
talk
remixed
shows.
It, and then they started putting him out. He's going to music festivals and stuff.
Oh, yeah, man.
Well, Lil Nas X continues to kick ass as he dropped another edition of Old Town Road today, this time adding Young Thug and Mason Ramsey, the Walmart yodeling kid. There's a picture of them all going to space, all four of them, with Billy Ray Cyrus, too. I'm just going to I pulled the verse of Mason Ramsey, the little Walmart yodeling kid.
A Maserati sports car.
Hold up, let me tell y'all something. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Hop up in my race.
So the new meme on the internet last night is, if you ain't got no giddy up, then giddy out my way.
I feel like this is just music as a meme. It feels like the whole world is a meme right now.
It is.
And it's just eating itself.
Oh,
this is amazing. All right. Thank you, Tizzle. It's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.